The Gemara says in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, in the wake of the Cheder Egel, Moshe Rabbeinu came before Hashem Yisbarach and asked Ribbono Shel Olam that Klal Yisrael should be forgiven. Melamed Shenisati V'Kadosh Baruch Hu Gishriach Tzibur, the Ribbono Shel Olam was Misatef Gishriach Tzibur, Tzvila Loni Kiyatov Ve Hashem Yishpach Sicho. He told Moshe Rabbeinu Kozman She Yisrael Chaitim Lefona Yasu Kiseder Azeh V'Ani Emcho Lohem. So Slichos and the whole institution of Slichos is one that goes back to that Gemara. And in general, Slichos is a very unique kind of tefillah. Our Soloveitchik Zatzal always commented there are two aspects of tefillah. One aspect of tefillah, essentially, which the very essence of tefillah is bakosha. Machlokes the Baba Yerushalmi, what the ikar of tefillah is, whether it's shevach, that's the position of the Yerushalmi. And the Baba clearly holds the essence of tefillah is bakosha, offering supplications to Hashem Yisbarach, conversing with him, engaging in a dialogue. So the question that Rav Soloveitchik posed was, is tefillah a result of an optimistic philosophy of man, or is it a pessimistic, negative philosophy of man? Is it the result of the affirmation of a human being being a great being, or is it a result of the negation of the human being? This is a question that's discussed by many Rishonim, by the Kuzari, Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, and others as well. So he contended that Yesh l'chalek ben tefilo shel kol hashana kula, as opposed to this tkufa, this period of time that we find ourselves in. Kol hashana kula, if you see many psukim, I'll just cite a few of them, in the awareness of human being, of his greatness, of his godless, Moshe Rabbeinu v'esnapa l'fnei Hashem, Shlomo HaMelech, kom, arose from the Mizbeach, Mikro al Birkov, and we know that tefillah requires an upright kind of position. This is a din of Hikon, the Gemara says in Brachas, Alocha Yipaskal like that, Hikon Likras Elokecha Yisrael, Ponim El Ponim, man confronts Hashem Yisbarach, and we know in the Ne'ilah, there are two Ketoyim in the Ne'ilah, one that certainly reflects this idea, Ato Hivdalto Enish Merosh. The godless that HaKadosh Baruch has given to every human being to approach Hashem Yisbarach. However, when you examine the slichos, it seems relatively clear that these are tefillos that are nurtured by a totally different philosophy of the human being, of our humility, of our worthlessness, of our schwachkeit, of our weakness, of our loneliness. These seem to be very much the very essence of what Slichos is all about. And one could prove this from many, many rayos, and in terms of the way Rav Soloveitchik used to present, in general, his approach to tefillah, the way the Ibn Ezra writes, Elokim b'shamayim v'ato l'oretz, al ken yud v'orecha ma'atim. Tefillah requires a matir. We have no right to approach Ribbono Shel Olam. We are individuals who are finite, Lilliputian man full of tuma, Hayim Khan, the Gemara says in Brachas, Macha Bakever. Despite all our technological achievements, despite all our discoveries, this is the idea that dominates Slichos to a large extent. Adam Yisoyde Me'ofar, V'soyfe Me'ofar. Moshul kecheres hanishbar. We're like a tzabach on a kli, a broken fragment of clay utensil. Kechotzi yovesh, ka'anon kola. That's the central motif of slichos. So we have two different elements that are at work in tefillah, the godless Adam, and in slichos, primarily we see the shiflus Adam. When one looks at the Slichos, one of the very central ideas that found in Slichos at the very end, Misha ono the Abram Babino Bahar Maria Hu Yanenu, Misha ono the Yitzchok Shenekar Agabe Amizbeh Hu Yanenu, Misha ono the Yaakov, Le Yosef, Le Moshe, Le Aaron, Le Pinchas, Le Yoshua, Le Shuel Anobi, Le David, Eliyahu, Yoino Chizkiyo, Melech Yehuda, Hanan Misho, Vazario, Daniel, Mordechai Ve'ezra, and the Siyum is Misha ono the Chol HaTzadikim, Vachasidim, Vatmimim, Vayishorim, Hu Yanenu. The way the Ribbono Shel Olam responded to them, he should respond to us. And before Shem already asked the Kasha, Tmiya Gedolah Yeshba. Why should he answer Ratfilos? Is this not Azus Metzach? Are we worried that Kadosh Baruch Hu should answer the way he answered the Gedolah Yolam? These great tzaddikim, isn't that the height of chutzpah that we have to say Misha Ono L'Chol HaTzaddikim B'Chassidim B'Shorim B'Tmimim Hu Ya'anenu? Are we chassidim? Are we tzaddikim? Are we tmimim? Are we yishorim? And I heard from many of my rabbeim, Rosh Yeshiva, they answered all came out the same way. At the end, we add, Rachmana da'onei la'aniyei aneinon. Rachmana da'onei l'tvirei liba aneinon. Rachmana da'onei l'makichei rucha aneinon. Einoch enami. Chsidim, tmimim, tzadikim, halavai, we should come to that. Certainly, noitel scharon, Asun Izrecha Badin, but the reason why Hashem is Baruch responds to us, because we are Shvurei Lev, we are Nemuchei Ruach, Korav Hashem Lenishbrei Ruach, Lenishbrei Lev, Yestaki Ruach Yoshia. That we do have. It's a bracha in our hearts. Broken hearts, we're contrite, we're penitent. And there's no doubt that anyone who approaches Hashem is Baruch with such a mahalach, the Ribbono Shel Olam immediately responds. Shivra in Lev. Hachnoa Salev. The Rabbi Yehuda writes in Shari Tshuva, one of the Ikrim is Kenia, humbling ourselves. So the Ribbono Shel Olam recognizes Tevire Liba Umakiche Rucha. And then we have the right to ask Hashem to rachmanos on us. That's why Merabeim said, the Bakoshas are said, Beloshen Arami. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Ein Malachi Ashoris Mevin Beloshen Arami. They don't understand Aramaic. Taisin Brachas, Nav Gimbal, points out, when we want that the Malachim should not understand what we are saying, we ask Beloshen Aramis. So the Anoga of Hashem Yisbarach, Amida Sorachamim, was not given to Malachi Ashores. Malachi Ashores are pure din. Malachi Ashores are shluchim who carry out the shlichus of Hashem Yisbarach. They have no choice. They have no bechira whatsoever. But dafka, the area of Malachim, that's the area where we can go way beyond them. As the Gemara has in Shabbos, with Rebbe Stamat and Torah, when they came with Tainus, Hakvin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give Klal Yisrael the Torah, they are malochim. They don't have a yetzer hara. They're not subjected to all the elements that confront us, that encompass us, that engulf us on a daily basis. They don't have any of that. And Mamela, we are way beyond the malochim. They operate with midas hadin. The malochim are even miskanei in Klal Yisrael. They have kina for us. So we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he asked him to judge us as Shvurei Lev, as Nemuchei Ruach. And that's how we're able to approach Hashem Yisbarach. V'yogoylu rachamecha al midoysecha v'sisnai gimonu b'midas harachamim. That we have the right and the obligation to ask Hashem Yisbarach that the Midas HaRachamim should be Misgaber over the Midas HaDin. When one examines the Slichas, and now I'm not going to analyze it because that would take a while, but certainly there are certain elements that are quite prominent in the Slichas. Nach besod rachenu v'nach keira v'noshuva elecha. Mr. Brewer brings down the halacha based on the Medrash that by all the karbanos it says v'ikravtem oila, Rosh Hashanah it says v'asisem oila, and therefore the Mr. Brewer writes Rosh Hashanah yase odom ki'ilu makrives atzmo. Person ki'ilu is offering himself as a karban to Hashem Yisbarach. And therefore Chazal will kovea 4 days Abba Yomim, Lebikur, as the carbon requires. And this is really very much embedded in the Slichos that we say. Nach Pesod Racheinu, Loi Bechesev, Loi Bemasim, Banu Lefanecha, we come to Hashem Yisbarach, Kidalim Ukiroshim, as impoverished individuals, the Faktu Lasecha. And then we have many Psukim, where we are genuflecting before Hashem Yisbarach, Hishtachavo, and then the godless of Hashem Yisbarach, Babu Kvot Shimcha. So many have explained that, and this is quoted in the name of Hagoyim Rav Avtoli Trub Zatzal, that a person actually thinks, I have a wife, I have children, Baruch Hashem, I have health, I have parnasa, I have nechosim. He feels, I'm a muchzok in that which I have. And hopefully it will continue to be. But the emes is not so. Every year a person is once again nidon mechadosh. We are judged anew. And what I had in the previous year or previous years, there's no certitude that that situation will continue, will endure, but rather I'm judged once again anew. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, also a famous Gemara, Kol Shana Sherosha B'Tchilasa Mit Asheres B'Soifa. And Rashi says, Rosha B'Tchilasa She Yisrael Eisim Atzman Roshim B'Rosh Hashanah Regarding Tachnunim and Tfilah Keinin Shenema Tachnunim Yida B'Rosh. And Tosfos there adds, She Mitoch She Yisraelim Roshim Libam Nishbar U'Merachim Maleim Ha'Shamayim. So in effect, we are literally coming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu tabula rasa, with an empty slot. Shivan Alev. And we hope the Rebbe Shalom will have Rachmanis and Hashamayim Be'ez Hashem. Shivan Alev is the Bechin of a Korban, and that's Beferish and Aperik and Tehillim, Tehillim Nun Aleph. There, Ki Lo Yisach Bo Yitzevach Eilo Lo Yisir Tzeh Zivche Elokim Ruach Nishvara Leiv nishbar v'nit ki Elokim lo sivzeh. A clear pasuk that shviras halev at tzibrach in the hearts is likened to a korban. The Metzudas explains that. The Radak on the spot explains that. Ruach nishbara, that's the zevach Elokim. Adin korban. And therefore the way to approach Hashem is barach is with this sense of shviras halev. And that also, again, is explained by many. Even the Lashon of Yom Trua, which Rashi says in Chumash, refers to Reuso Shakarush Bochu, the fact that Rosh Hashanah, even though the way the Rambam writes in Pirush HaMishnayos, the way the Rizkarov explains the Rambam, the way I heard from Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal many times, that this dialectic kind of tension in Rosh Hashanah, the Rambam calls it Yendin Berachamim, both in his Parish Al HaTorah and in the Drosha of Rosh Hashanah, basically Yom Adin, but Baruch Hashem, we have the opportunity to approach Hashem in Rachamim. So Trua is Reuso Shakarush Bochu, and at the same time, Tua is Lashon Shever. So we have both of these elements coming together. And that's the Yesod. One wants to be Zoyche, Midas Adin. Lishvar at Ruchenu, B'Shivan Halev. And that's Pshat Gemara Kol Shona Sherosha B'Tchilosa, Mitasheres B'Soifa. If we approach Hashem Yisbarach, Kidalim B'Kuroshim, B'Shivan Halev, as I mentioned, Abin Yena, in the Ikra Shmini of Shari Tshuva, he writes, Kiniya, brings the Pasuk, Zivche Elokim Ruach Nishvara, as I mentioned earlier, in Nun Aleph. That's the Yisod of Slichos. And just to be Messiahim with the famous Rambam, Rambam here in Perek Gimel Chashuva, where the Rambam tells us what the Yesod of Tkiyas Shofar is all about. Afal bishit ki ashefi rosh hashanah gzeras hakosuv remez yeshboi. Klomar, uru yishenem mishinaschem, v'nudomim mekitzu mitadimaschem, v'chipsu b'maseichem, v'chizu b'tshuva b'zichu barachem. And therefore, the Rebbe Hashem gave us the opportunity to tshuva tefillah tzedakah shemavir nesra gzera to come before him mitzabrach in the hearts, v'shivan alev, and as a result, v'nagu kulam lokum balayla, basar yomim elu l'spal batek nesiles, b'divit tachnunum b'kibushim, at sheyer hayom. Halavai v'banu shalom, shall listen to all our tefillos, and be'ezah Hashem, klal yusel shi b'zeiche, to a wonderful year of hatzlocha and bracha, b'chol ha'tchumim, in ruchnis and gashmias, halavai, this should be mekuyim, amen, ken yirotzah.